The Humble Games Show, from Catchphrase to Gladiators, from the Crystal Maze to the Weakest Link. These shows have had a grip to our television screens for years now, but how can someone get on one of these game shows and win a big cash prize? Well, today, I'm going to show you how to do just that. The first thing you need to worry about is the application form. It's important here to keep your answers honest and simple. For instance, if you're asked, do you have any qualifications, do not answer with banana eating or watching Jeremy Kyle. If you are asked what your current occupation is, do not answer with tax dodger or dead. Finally, if you are asked what are your pet hates, do not answer with hamsters or squirrels. The second tip to game show success is to make yourself immune to abuse. Game shows will usually create some sort of deadly opponent for you to dramatically decrease your chances of winning. Some examples of these include The Chaser from The Chase, Anne Robinson from The Weakest Link, and Mr. Chips from Catchphrase. For your own safety, you should be armed at all times with a book of put-downs and a crossbow in case things turn ugly. Once you've got past the problem for your opponent, you'll need to sweat up on your general knowledge. You won't get far without being able to answer any questions, unless of course you cop out and go on Deal or No Deal. Game shows have a habit of asking you questions about completely irrelevant subjects, so make sure you do your homework on Greek mythology, 1980s downhill skiers, and the music of Engelbert Humperdinck. If cramming useless information doesn't work for you, then it might be an idea to learn the art of educated guessing. In a multiple choice situation, this means if you don't have a clue, it's probably B. Follow your instinct and trust your gut, and you'll probably end up with the right answer, or end up finding out that you have really bad instincts. If none of the above seem they're going to work for you, and you still think you're going to struggle, then you could always cheat. But remember though, cheating only works if you can get away with it. So unless you want to spend the rest of your life on Y-Swap or Celebrity Come Dine With Me, then don't cheat by coughing the answers. Cheating could leave you with a guilty conscience, but that could easily be forgotten when you're spending all your money on a Caribbean holiday. We'd just like to point out that we do not condone cheating in any way, and have never cheated anything in life ever, honest. Finally, we leave you with the most important point of all. Whatever you do, do not, I repeat, do not go on Eggheads. Eggheads is notoriously hard to win, and when someone does actually manage to beat the five brainiest people in the country, they get about a grand each for their trouble. What a pointless waste of time. So now you should have all the information you need in order to win big in your favorite game show. So whether it's been your lifetime ambition to meet Noel Edmonds, or you just want to go on Pointless because it's family fortunes in reverse, then go out there and follow your dreams. Soon you may just win that life-changing sum of money, or failing that nothing, not even a bus fare home. Oh well.